we present the best of South African radio drama for your listening pleasure in Radio Theatre. And now, Act One of this week's story.
Listen in a few moments to the Lux Radio Theatre presentation of If This Be Error, with Barbara Kinghorn as Caroline and Glyn Day as her husband David.
Home, Caroline.
Home.
Mrs. Mack will bring tea soon.
Good, that'll be lovely.
Tired, Caroline?
I'm all right.
I hope you're going to like your new home.
I love this room.
I'm afraid it's very shabby.
You know, David, this is the sort of house I've always wanted to live in. A shabby, sunny house, right on the sea. A place that is a home, that's always been a home. Something I've never had.
Well, you've got it now, my dear. There's no escape for you.
Well, do you mind my prowling round? I want to look at everything.
Go ahead, darling.
I really am nervous of meeting your family. Oh, is this a photo of Nina?
Yes, that's Nina.
Attractive. Not like you, is she?
No, she's like her mother.
Who's the girl with the baby?
Oh, that's Barbara, my daughter-in-law.
I like the look of her.
Yes, lived here all her life. Known Charles since they were kids.
How nice for them. Sounds so settled and calm.
Here's your tea. I'll show you
the track. Hello, Mrs. Mack. Carol, this is Mrs. Mack, who keeps the house clean. Mrs. Mack, this is my wife.
How do you do, Mrs. Mack?
I don't generally come in the afternoon, see. 9:30 to 12:30 is the hours. Sunday excepted. But seeing as you're new here, Miss Nina asked me to oblige. And oblige I will always, Mrs. Moore. You've only got to ask.
I'm sure you will. Thank you very much.
Well, I suppose I ought to congratulate you and the doctor.
That's very nice of you.
Oh, we were so surprised to hear the doctor had married again. So sudden-like. His first holiday for 8 years, and that's how he spends it.
We were a little surprised ourselves.
Do you happen to come from these parts, Mrs. Moore?
No, I don't.
Funny.
Why?
Could have sworn I'd seen you before.
I've never been here until today.
Oh, well, perhaps I've seen your pictures in the paper.
Why should you have? I'm not aware that...
Oh, no offence, Mrs. Moore. I only thought you might be a celebrity or something.
No, Mrs. Mack, no, I'm a very obscure person. Let's have our tea, David.
All right.
Don't bother to wait, Mrs. Mack. We'll wash up the tea things ourselves.
Okay, I'm sure.
All right, darling.
Yes, thank you. Mrs. Mack hasn't got a wonderful memory for faces, I hope.
I don't think so.
Oh, darling, it's all right. I'm not going to be silly about it. Your tea, David.
Thanks.
I love cooking, and I'm quite determined to enjoy making nice meals for you.
Nina has always done it up for now.
Perhaps she'll want to go on.
No, I shouldn't think so.
I think I'm a little scared of Nina.
Oh, you needn't be. She's all right as long as you leave her alone to get on with her painting. You won't see much of her. Nina's a good kid, really. And she's finding out that life isn't all she wants it to be. There's nothing one can do to help.
But she's very fond of you, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Do you think she's going to be jealous of me?
Oh, I don't know, Carol. It's possible. But if she is, you can cope with it.
Just because we're married, I suppose you think you know everything about me.
I only know that I love you.
Oh, it seems too good to be true.
This is a dull little town. Not much to do. Nothing of importance ever happens. I think you'll be peaceful here and at rest.
Hello! So you're back. Had a good time.
Nina, darling, you look very well.
You look a little less moribund yourself. Nothing like a holiday, is there? Or getting married. Is this my new stepbrother?
Yes, this is Caroline.
Now what am I supposed to say?
Anything you like.
Welcome to Windward House. How will that do? I hope you'll like it here.
And I hope you'll like my being here.
I'll just dump my things.
Oh, may I see your painting?
Oh, of course you may.
Oh, you do hate that hat, don't you?
Well, that comes across all right, does it?
Yes, it certainly does.
I meant it to.
Do you prefer painting things you hate?
Oh, sometimes. It depends how I feel. Do you know anything about painting?
A little. Enough to know you can paint.
As a matter of fact, I shouldn't mind doing you at all. Your bones are interesting.
Are they?
Yes. You've got quite a face, haven't you? Ever been painted?
Yes.
By anyone well known?
Don't ask too many questions, Nina. Carol is tired.
You know, I'm not surprised that Daddy fell for you, now that I really look at you. But, of course, it was a bit of a shock when you wrote and told me.
Of course it was. I only hope you don't mind too much.
That remains to be seen, doesn't it? Where do you, did you live?
London, mostly, but we... I moved around a good deal.
I hate sticking to one place all the time, don't you?
I don't know. I've never tried.
Were you married before?
Yes.
Carol was a widow, Nina.
Oh. I'm just going to dump the tray. I always wash up the tea and dinner things together. So, that's Nina.
What do you think of her?
Oh, I like her. I think. The point is she going to like me?
Of course she is, darling. She'll get fond of you, all right. She won't be able to help it.
I wonder.
You see, Nina's a queer fish, I'll admit. There are no frills about her, but she's no hypocrite either. And she's a loyal person. Once you're her friend, there's not much she won't do for you. And you can tell her anything you know. She's absolutely safe.
Oh, David, surely you don't mean...
You must do as you feel about that. I'm only telling you what she's like.
I couldn't.
All right. Take her as you find her, my love. Just be yourself.
I can't be myself. That's the trouble. I've got to be someone out of the blue. No background, nothing. How am I to start being a person from scratch, David?
Well, you'll manage all right. We'll manage together. I'll just go and have a look around the surgery. See how much damage has been done in my absence.
Look at him, just itching to get back to work.
Are you, David?
Well, my dear, been at it for so many years, becomes a bit of a habit.
I do realize I must be a bit of a shock to you, Nina.
I must admit, you are. You haven't known Daddy long, have you?
Just a month.
Were you a widow long?
No.
I see. What do you see? I see that you don't like being asked questions.
I know I'm being tiresome and mysterious. I'm sorry, Nina. Of course you want to know about me. It's only natural. Well, someday I'll tell you more about myself, but not just now, if you don't mind.
As you like.
My first marriage was very unhappy, and I don't like talking about it.
Then we'll change the subject.
Let's talk about you.
Me? There's nothing to say.
I take it you don't like living down here.
No, I don't, but Daddy has to have someone to look after him.
He has me now.
So he has.
You don't have to stay any longer unless you want to.
Thanks, but I think I'd like to keep an eye on him for a bit.
Until you know more about me, in fact.
Well, if you like to put it that way. Perhaps we'd better change the subject again.
How do you spend your time?
Oh, I help Mrs. Mack a bit, and I do the cooking and the shopping. Sometimes I go out to the local. Apart from that, I paint.
Isn't it a nuisance, doing the cooking?
No, oddly enough, I like it. I learned abroad, where cooking is considered an art. Now you seem to be asking a lot of questions.
You don't care for that either, do you?
Oh, I don't mind. I suppose that it's just... Well, it's all a bit tricky to begin with.
Don't you think we could be friends?
I'm not sure. I don't know what to think about you yet.
Don't think anything. Just take me as I am.
I think your father said our room is the one facing the stairs.
Yes, that's right. That's where he and mother used to sleep. Why do I have to be so vile? Hello, Nick. Oh, thank heavens you've answered. Oh, apologized or pretended I'd got the wrong number or something. Oh, don't be cross, darling. I can't bear it. Oh, it's all right, you dope. No one calls you Nick but me. No, I promise not to do anything stupid. Listen, I'm going along to the local. Yes, the Anchor. Can you meet me there? I'll have to leave about 7 because Daddy's just back with his new wife. Oh, I don't know yet. I can't fathom her at all. Very mysterious. I must go now. Here are Barbara and Charles.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Barbara. Hello, Charles.
Hello, Nina.
Come to have a look at our stepmother.
Not so loud, Nina. She'll hear you wherever she is.
Oh, that's all right. She's upstairs in the conjugal bedroom.
Not in Mother's old room.
Yes, I gather so.
Oh.
Why, darling, wherever else would they sleep? It's the only double room in the house. What's she like, Nina?
Oh, I can't tell yet. She's one of those people you don't know anything about for ages. Oh, she's pleasant enough and quite good-looking. But she makes herself as inconspicuous as possible.
Inconspicuous? What do you mean?
Oh, what I say, darling. Brown hair, brown dress, brown hat. All very plain and ordinary. She looks as if she'd put on protective colouring, like a chameleon.
Mm. Was she married before?
Well, she was a widow. She doesn't like to talk about her first marriage, which seems to have been a flop.
Oh, well, she'd better make this one a success.
Why shouldn't she? You two seem set against her. And Charles hasn't even seen her yet.
Oh, nonsense, Barbara. We're naturally anxious.
I can see you've made up your minds not to like her, poor soul. And I've made up my mind to do the opposite. She and I are going to be friends anyway.
Oh, hello. Hello, Dad. Good to have you back.
Oh, fine to see you, Charles. Oh, Barbara, my child, you look wonderful.
Children all right?
Blooming. Jennifer can stand up now all by herself. And Tony says quite sophisticated sentences.
Oh, splendid. Ah, here's Caroline. Come and meet the rest of the family.
How do you do? Congratulations on marrying my father.
Thank you. That was very nicely put.
Oh, it really is lovely to see you at last. We were awfully pleased when we heard Papa had married again. Weren't we, Charles?
Oh, we were, yes.
Oh, I hope that isn't a patient for me already.
You old fraud. You know you like it better than anything in the world.
Hello, yes? Oh, it's you. What's that? You can't make it. Oh, I see. Of course, I understand. Ring me as soon as you can, will you?
Someone stood you up, Nina.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, poor old Nina. Must have been someone she wanted to meet pretty badly.
Do you think so?
Well, she does seem upset, though who there is to upset her here, I don't know. She professes to despise everyone in the place.
I think there's quite a lot no one knows about Nina.
How can you tell? You've only just come. What can you know about my sister, Caroline?
I'm sorry. That was silly. I can't know much about her, can I?
You're an excellent judge of character, darling. You knew what I was like straight off.
Poor Nina. I wish she'd marry and settle down. I saw her the other day, incidentally, with a rather attractive man.
Oh, who was that?
I don't know.
If you didn't recognize him, he must have been a stranger.
He was tall and thin. Very distinguished, I thought. They were striding along the sea wall, away from the town. Both looking perfectly miserable. They didn't see me.
I hope he looked nice as well as distinguished.
Oh, I don't know about nice. But he certainly looked attractive. One of those sad-faced men who'd been faithful for years to an invalid wife. Oh, you know the kind. We really ought to be going, Charles. I've got the dinner to cook.
I'd rather like to stay for a few minutes and talk to Dad.
But of course. Goodbye, everyone. Don't be too long, Charles.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye, Barbara. Oh, how sweet she is.
She's not so bad. Your face is familiar, you know. Where can we have seen you before?
Oh, anywhere. In a restaurant or a theatre, probably. Oh, Charles, I must go round and see Palmer about my visits tomorrow. Like to come with me?
Yes, very much.
Well, as Nina isn't about, shall I light the oven?
Yes. Bye. Bye, darling.
Goodbye, Caroline.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dad, let's go.
Hello. Yes? Is that... Oh, Mr. Williams. Yes, I'll tell him. He'll be back at work tomorrow. Oh, much better, yes. I won't forget. Goodbye.
All right, Caroline, I know you're there.
I'll go away if you like.
No, no, don't do that. This is your home. Why should you skulk upstairs?
Is that why you're crying?
No! I'm sorry to be such a bore.
If it's any help, I know exactly how you feel. So say and do what you like.
You've been through a ghastly time yourself, haven't you?
What makes you think I have?
Oh, it's written all over your face. That's why I want to paint you.
I don't think you can really read what is written on people's faces, Nina. Human beings are very deceptive, you know.
I'm a painter, don't forget. I'm trained to look at people. But you don't want me to know anything about you, do you?
You're pretty secretive yourself.
Force of habit.
If there's anything I can do to help you, I will.
Thank you.
You dislike me, don't you?
No.
You mistrust me, then.
I don't know much about you, do I?
No. Tell me, Nina. You're trained to look at faces. Have you ever seen me before?
No.
My face isn't familiar to you.
I don't think so. Why?
Charles seemed to think he'd seen it before.
Yes. And so does Mrs. Mack.
How do you know that?
Oh, I met her as she was leaving here. She remarked on that very thing.
I must have a double.
Caroline, why did you marry my father when you'd only known him 2 weeks?
You might ask him the same question.
Oh, no. Dad is different from you. Anyone can see why he does a thing.
I suppose you can. What's the matter, Nina? Why can't you accept me as I am?
I don't quite know.
Are you jealous of me, is that it?
Oh, no. No, I don't think I am. Now, there's more to it than that.
Oh.
Oh, it's just that I don't like not knowing about a person. There's
something odd about you, Caroline. I wish Nina would let me do more in the house.
I'm sure she only wants to save you trouble. You've only been home 3 weeks.
Oh, she makes me feel like a guest in my own home. Sometimes I think she does it on purpose. Oh, and David, there's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
She knows there's, well, something odd about me. She said something the day I came. What are we to do?
Have you considered telling her the truth?
No!
I've been wondering lately if you oughtn't to. One can't keep secrets forever, you know. Especially a secret like ours.
Thanks for saying ours. No, they mustn't find out about me, David. If we lived in London, it would be different. No one cares much what you do there. But in a place of this size... Oh, no, my darling, it mustn't come out.
It wouldn't do any harm to tell Nina.
No, not Nina. She doesn't like me much as it is.
I think she does like you. But you puzzle her. That makes the situation rather difficult. If you don't want her to know, she shan't know.
Thank you, darling.
How are you two? Our after-lunch coffee.
It's always a treat to drink Nina's coffee.
You must show me how you do it, Nina.
Well, half the battle is to grind the coffee beans fresh. You've lived in France, haven't you, Caroline? You must know that.
Yes, but I've... We lived in hotels.
Oh. Where did you stay?
All over the place. We were in Provence a good deal of the time.
Nina, you ought to show Carol your paintings of Provence. She'd be interested.
Oh, they're all put away in the attic. I did them up and shoved them away in a fit of pessimism some weeks ago. Well, one or two of them might sell.
Well, you go and get them down this afternoon. We'll look over them.
What's everybody going to do on this dreary Sunday afternoon?
I must do some ironing.
Well, I'll carry on with my Sunday Times crossword puzzle. Oh, Nina, I forgot to tell you that a Mr. Grant rang and wanted you to meet him for a drink before lunch. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I shouldn't have gone. And you saved me the trouble of saying so.
I see. Well, let's get on with my crossword. Mm-hmm. Well, here's a quotation for you. If this be, and a word in five letters, and upon me proved.
Error.
Oh, thank you. What is the error and upon whom proved?
Shakespeare's idea of the marriage of true minds. Do you agree with it, Caroline?
If this be error and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved.
I'm going to do my ironing.
Sit down, Nina. I want to talk to you. You're jealous of Carol, aren't you, Nina?
I suppose I am. I'm bound to be, aren't I?
I understand that. It's perfectly natural to be jealous of a stepmother. You needn't be ashamed of it. But I do think you could get over it if you tried. And Carol isn't jealous of you. She's only hurt because you treat her like a visitor. It gives her a feeling of impermanence. And it's very important for her to feel she belongs somewhere.
Is it? I won't ask why.
Thank you. And another thing. I have every right to marry again. If you wanted to marry someone, you'd have no hesitation in going off and leaving me, I hope.
Well, that's the point. I should go off. But you bring Caroline back here, and she and I have to share a home.
Naturally, I bring her back here.
Oh, I know the whole thing is quite unreasonable, and I'm sorry, Daddy. Well, Charles and Barbara have been far more sensible. They've made friends with her.
It makes me very happy that they have.
But then it's so different for them. They have their own home, and Caroline is a visitor when she goes there.
Nina, if I were to tell you that it really is vital that Carol should settle down happily here, that she's got to feel she has a home of her own to run.
All right. I'll try.
You know, if you want to be off, there's nothing to stop you. There's the money your mother left you, and I dare say I could help.
That's sweet of you, Daddy. But I didn't think I wanted to go away from here.
I thought you hated it.
Oh, I'm used to it now, and I suppose it wouldn't look too good either if I went away. The local gossips would say I didn't get on with my stepmother.
And do you?
Superficially. But it's hard to know how to take someone who doesn't seem to have existed at all before she came here.
What do you mean?
Well, she's been here 3 weeks. And she hasn't had a single letter, not even a bill. She never talks about people she used to know, or even where she lived. Well, no one ever seems to try and get in touch with her, and yet she must have friends.
Go on.
Well, she has no personal possessions. No books, no jewelry, no photographs, nothing. She talks. She never says anything personal. She never tells you anything about herself or the life she led before she married you. Well, she knows something about painting. But how? See what I mean?
Yes.
Our neighbours are beginning to talk about you, you know. Quite a lot of people seem to think they've seen her somewhere before. And not just Charles and Mrs. Mack.
Nina, I can't discuss Carol with you because she doesn't like the idea. I do know what you mean. I'll tell you that there is a reason for it. She had a bad time before I met her. She just doesn't want to talk about it.
All right. We won't say any more.
Not about that. But I am going to ask you to share your home with her properly. For my sake.
But there's one thing in her favor. I do believe she really cares for you. And I suppose that's the important thing. Hi. Done your ironing already, Caroline?
No, not quite. I came to get a cigarette.
Oh, by the way, Caroline, about cooking the meals.
Yes, Nina.
Are you really keen to do it?
I am, rather.
I thought perhaps if we took it in turn.
That's a splendid idea.
Good, that's settled. And we'll wash up together. Oh, one of you answer it.
All right, Alvin.
If it's Nick Grant, I'm dead, out, anything you like. The point is, I'm not going to see him.
Hello? Yes, Dr. Moore speaking. About Mrs. Lovell, yes? It has her temperature risen? Uh-huh. I'll come round at once. No trouble at all. Goodbye. Oh, where's my bag? Oh, it's here. Darling, I must be off. Be good.
I'm going up to the attic to fetch those paintings of Provence. And I shan't hear the bell or the telephone. Are you still dead or out if anyone calls?
Most certainly.
Good afternoon. Where's Nina?
Out.
Nonsense. She can't be.
Oh, but she is. Are you Mr. Grant?
Yes, I am.
She's certainly out.
I rang up this morning and left a perfectly lucid message, and she never turned up. Where on earth can anyone go on a wet Sunday afternoon?
Sunday school? Is it the first time she's let you down?
Yes, the first time, and I hope the last.
But you've let her down quite often, haven't you?
Well, it's different for me. I can't help it.
Oh?
You see, I work pretty hard, and... How do you know so much about me anyway? Does Nina...
You know, Mr. Grant, Nina doesn't talk about you. But you telephone her, and sometimes I answer.
Oh, then it's your charming voice. Are you the new stepmother?
I'm Mrs. Moore.
Stupid of me not to realize this. But I never imagined you anything like this.
Have you been imagining me?
Oh, yes. Yes, but you see, people interest me profoundly. I'm a writer, Robert Grant. Ever heard of me?
I've read all your books. I think they're brilliant.
Well, nothing I've written has ever satisfied me.
But then no real artists ever are satisfied with their own work, are they?
Are you an artist?
No.
Ah, but you've mixed with artists, I can tell that. Perhaps...
I've had nothing to do with artists, Mr. Grant. Oh. You and Nina must have a lot in common.
You mean because of her painting? Well, it's a nice hobby for her, and she can do charming work when she likes. But I don't take her painting seriously.
And what do you take about her seriously?
Just what do you mean by that?
It strikes me you aren't making her very happy.
Me?
Put it another way. Somebody's making her unhappy, and if it isn't you, it must be someone else.
Well, it can't be anyone else.
Then it must be you.
But I've made Nina radiantly happy.
From time to time.
Well, things aren't altogether easy for us, you know.
I don't know.
And she'd much rather love me than marry some dull, ordinary chap. That sort of thing would bore her to tears.
I was the same. One grows out of it. One does.
Nevertheless, it surprises me that a woman like you can settle down in this little town.
Married to the local doctor.
Well,
a dull, ordinary chap. I'm afraid you're wrong about me. Men of your kind have ceased to interest me.
I see.
Mr. Grant, since you're here, I should like to tell you that I'm worried about Nina. She may have her radiant moments, thanks to you, but most of the time she's miserable.
What can I do?
Don't you think you ought to stop seeing her?
Well, that's not very easy in a place this size.
Do you live here?
I live about 3 miles out, but I come into the town pretty often.
Is that necessary?
Yes. My wife is an invalid and I have to do all the shopping.
Your wife?
Yes. Now you understand why I have to break so many dates with Nina.
You ought to break with her altogether and do your shopping elsewhere.
What?
I'm perfectly serious.
But I do love Nina. I'd marry her if I could.
Would you?
But you can't ask a sick woman for a divorce, can you? After all, you can't expect me to live like a monk for years and years, can you? My wife doesn't. She told me that when she knew she was always going to be ill.
And does she know about Nina?
No.
You see? People say these things, but... Oh, I do wish you'd leave Nina alone.
But we're in love with each other.
And you aren't hurting your wife, I know.
I don't think we are.
Nothing good can come of this, Mr. Grant.
You don't like me.
You remind me of someone I'd rather forget.
And men like me no longer interest.
I misjudged you. You're altogether too intelligent. I'll tell Nina you called.
You want me to go?
I think you might as well, don't you? Goodbye, Mr. Grant. I'm so glad to have met you.
Oh, I'm glad to have met you. Oh, I should like you to know that I'm very fond of my wife.
I don't know why you would like me to know, but I'm very glad for her sake.
Well, it seems the only thing left for me to do is to go to Sunday school. Can you tell me where to find it?
I'm afraid I don't know where it is myself.
I've dug out the paintings. They're pretty awful, you'll find them. But you did say you liked Provence.
I expect I like them.
I'll take off the old newspaper wrappings and you can see for yourself.
Oh, Nina, your Mr. Grant has just left. I told him you were either dead or out, so I hope you really meant it. Why? What are you looking at so intently?
I'm looking at a photograph of you in this newspaper.
Yes.
So you're Dorothy Metcalf. Not guilty of murder.
Not guilty.
You know, when I read your case, I hoped very much you'd be acquitted. But I was awfully afraid it would go against you. You told me your name was Lawrence.
So it was, before I married Philip Metcalf.
Yeah. And that's how you know about painting. He was a very fine artist.
Yes, he was. What are you going to do, now you know?
Do? What should I do?
You might think it your duty to tell people about me.
Oh, no, Caroline, I'm not that sort of person. It's your secret, and Daddy's, and I respect it.
Thank you.
But I do wish one of you had told me.
It was my fault. David wanted to, but I was afraid of...
Of what I would do?
No, of what you would think. But it wasn't particularly nice for you to find out like this.
Oh, that doesn't matter. It was chiefly that I haven't known what to think about you.
I can understand that.
Daddy knew about you before he married you?
Yes, he did.
Well, then, that should be good enough for me. You had my sympathy at the time, and you have it now.
Thank you. Why were you so afraid it would go against me?
Oh, I don't know. Because of the absence of witnesses, I think. It was one of those things that just couldn't be proved.
Yes, Philip and I were quite alone at the time of his death.
Must have been awful for you.
It was awful to know that my private life had become the property of the great British public. Perfect strangers could read in the papers things I wouldn't have told my dearest friends.
I'm going to ask you something. You'll have to try not to mind, because I must ask it. Otherwise, I shall never really know what to think about you.
That's all right. I think I know what it is. Why did I marry David?
Yes.
I thought it was that. Are you afraid it was because I wanted someone to protect me, give me a new name?
You don't have to answer.
I think I must. Of course, part of the answer must be yes.
Well, that's honest of you.
But only part. There's such a lot more to it than... You know, I find it very hard to explain. When it was all over, I had only one idea. To get away, be alone. I went to the Cotswolds. A woman put me up in her cottage, and for 2 days I just stayed there and tried to make my mind a blank. I told her my name was Lawrence. Silly of me, but I was too tired to think straight. I walked about for hours trying to pull myself together. Then as I was going through a field, I stumbled and fell.
And Daddy picked you up.
Yes, he did. He was so kind. He was the first decent person I'd met for years. I found myself telling him the whole story. He said that I was in a pretty bad state and couldn't cope with things myself, and that he was going to do it for me. From then on, he took charge.
He would.
I thought... I still think he's the most wonderful man in the world. You see, I've always been attracted to men like Philip. Charming, amusing men who weren't any good. A few years ago, I might have thought David dull. But not now. I hope and believe that I really love him. Have I answered your question?
Yes. I think so. You stand a good chance of making a go at this marriage.
So long as no one finds out about me. I can't stay here if that happens.
You know I shan't tell anyone.
Not even Mr. Grant.
What do you know about him?
I've read all his books. He's a brilliant novelist. And I don't think you're going to get much happiness out of this affair.
As a matter of fact, I get precious little out of it. His wife's an invalid, and Nick says he can't possibly divorce her. Oh, it's a dreary business, carrying on a furtive affair in a place this size. He says he's going away to work, and I announce I'm going to stay with a friend. Then I take a train and meet him at our destination. In a way, we're like you, Carol. Terrified someone will recognize us.
Nina, do you think you would be happy if he married you?
I don't suppose so. But I'd like to marry him.
You know, I was Philip's mistress before I was his wife.
I read it in the papers.
His first wife divorced him, and then we were married. He was unfaithful to me at intervals. Finally, he took a mistress who threatened to supplant me entirely. So I know the worst of both sides. The mistress who had to be kept in the background, and the wife whose marriage was jeopardized. I don't know that there's much to choose between the two, sheer misery. Nina, I may be all wrong, but wouldn't it be a good idea for you to go away for a few months and see how you get on without him?
Oh, no, Carol. I don't think I can leave Nick at present. He really needs me.
You mean that if you went away, he'd probably find someone else?
Don't say that.
Oh, darling. I know what's going on in your mind. I went through it all myself. I never dared leave Philip for the same reason. And I told myself that he needed me.
You seem to know all about it.
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid I do.
Oh, no, right.
Relax, Daddy. I'll make tea in a moment. It'll be good for us all.
Oh, I'm sure it will. You two look pleased with yourself. What's up?
Oh, we've just been having a quiet Sunday afternoon.
David.
Yes?
Nina knows about me.
Is that why you're looking like that?
I think it must be.
What did I tell you, Caroline?
You told me to tell her, darling.
You should listen to your husband sometimes, you know.
It's all right for me to know, but I think we ought to keep it entirely to ourselves.
Of course.
I suppose Charles will have to know sometime, but I'm doubtful about Barbara. She's quite a nice girl, but would she understand a thing like this?
You understand?
Well, yes, but then I'm not a nice girl.
Well, I'm very glad we haven't got to keep this a secret from Nina any longer.
So am I.
Do you know? I can smell something burning. Heavens, I believe you're right. It's upstairs.
Oh, I know what it is. I left the iron on.
Oh, my goodness.
If you want any help, I'll call the fire brigade. Oh, hi, Mrs. Mack. What are you doing here?
I dropped in, see? So I thought I'd make you some tea.
Oh, how very nice of you.
And to tell you, my daughter's near her time.
Oh.
And my husband poured a kick of boiling water over himself. That's all.
Good heavens, is he badly hurt?
He's got some lovely scores. You should see his leg.
Oh, I think I'd better. Make yourself a cup of tea. We'll go round together.
Thanks. He'd like you to see them burn.
The sooner we go round, the better.
Okay, I'm sure. Oh, what a lovely mess this room is in. Newspapers wherever you look.
Well, I think we've finished with the papers. Take them up, Mrs. Mack. Now hurry up with your tea. We'll go round and see your husband. Women, is the house on fire?
No, thank goodness.
And come down and have tea.
Have you made it?
Me make tea? Why should I, with a pack of women to wait on me?
David, it was the iron. I can't think how I forgot to turn it off. Oh, it scorched the board, I'm afraid.
Oh, never mind, darling.
Where are all the papers?
I gave them to Mrs. Mack. She took them out.
Mrs. Mack? Oh, what's she doing here?
Well, she dropped in to say her 15th grandchild is imminent, that her husband has poured a kettle of boiling water over himself, and she made our tea.
Caroline, she's taken the papers. My paintings were wrapped in, too.
Oh, heavens, no.
Oh, Carol, what's the matter? You look as...
David, Nina brought her paintings down. They were wrapped in old newspapers.
Yeah?
There was a headline about me and a photograph. Mrs. Mack has got it.
Caroline, she's taken it. She's gone.
Oh, David, darling, what have I done to you?
Playing patience?
No.
Oh, it's a very good thing for the nerves.
When I was in prison, I played patience all day and every day. I wore out 4 packs of cards. No doubt it was good for my nerves, but I never want to see a pack of cards again so long as I live. Oh, 5:30. Nina, I can't let your father in for a thing like this.
Nonsense.
I must go away. I must. If he doesn't make Mrs. Maxey reason, people will say and do things that are going to hurt him dreadfully.
In other words, Caroline, you want to run away the moment there's any unpleasantness.
Don't say that. It's not true. It's for David. What is going to happen to his practice, to his work? He loves it so much. It's part of him.
Daddy has been here too long and is too well loved for his practice to suffer.
What about Charles and Barbara? What are they going to think?
I don't know. Well, this is the moment to put it to the test, because here are Charles and Barbara now.
Oh, no, Nina, send them away.
It's no use, Cal. I'll let them in.
Hello, you two. What brings you here?
Where's Dad?
Out. He won't be long. Don't spread it abroad, but we're expecting another baby. And, Carol, I want you to be godmother.
I don't know what to say. I do appreciate it, but if you want to change your minds, tell me, I shall understand. Oh, there's David now.
Oh, good.
David, darling, tell me.
Oh, no good, I'm afraid. I couldn't get any sense into her head at all. I should imagine it's halfway around the town already.
Oh, dear heaven.
Oh, hello, you two.
Hello, Hi, Papa. Never. Here's a good strong drink for you, Daddy.
Oh, thank you. I'm expecting to be called out again at any moment. Mrs. Mack's grandchild.
Have you had a hard day?
Well, not especially. Carol, now that my mission has failed...
I know. We've got to tell these two, haven't we?
Yes, darling, I think we have.
You're both being very mysterious.
Well, you see, Carol and I...
All right, David. This is my job. It's about me. I ought to have broken it to you before, but... Well, do you remember a woman called Dorothy Metcalf?
Wasn't she that woman who was tried for murdering her husband?
She was.
She was a rather notorious person, wasn't she?
Barbara.
Well, didn't she live with the man before she married him and then got herself accused of doing him in?
Wrongly accused.
Oh, I know she got off, but that doesn't mean that... What has this got to do with you, Carol?
I'm Dorothy Metcalf.
You?
Yes.
Oh, how awful.
Yes, it was awful for her.
Dad, did you know before you married her?
Yes, Charles, I did.
Why have you suddenly decided to tell us, Caroline?
Because Mrs. Mack found out about me by accident, and she refuses to keep the story to herself.
I suppose you realized what you were doing when you married Papa.
I...
Because he has quite an important position here, you know. The doctor with the biggest practice in the place.
Certainly, Carol realized. I told her all about myself.
And you were willing to take the risk of people finding out?
Yes.
Then we stand by you, of course.
Thank you, Charles.
By you both.
I thought you'd say that.
And I won't.
But Barbara...
I can tell right from wrong.
You are very clever to be able to do that.
Am I? I have certain standards and I stick to them, whether I'm narrow-minded or not. I know that Dorothy Metcalf is a bad woman.
You mustn't say things like that. You don't know enough about her.
I seem to remember from the trial that your late husband had children by his first wife.
Yes, he had.
And you took him away from them.
No,
I'm a wife and a mother. And to me that is unforgivable.
Don't you think that if the marriage is a failure, it's better for the father to go? To me, it's a tragic thing for children to witness their parents' unhappiness and disintegration of the marriage.
But that doesn't excuse the woman who causes the unhappiness, does it?
In this case, the marriage had failed before Caroline came into it.
I dare say she told you that. They all do.
It was true.
You broke up one marriage, and when another woman came along and threatened to do the same thing to you, you...
Yes. What did I do?
That's what nobody knows except yourself.
Barbara, what do you mean?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't she alone in the house with him the night it happened?
Oh, for heaven's sake, shut up.
Oh, yes, Barbara, I was alone with him.
I believe there were violent quarrels. You were apparently desperately jealous of his new mistress.
Yes.
I thought so. Well, did you kill him or didn't you?
Barbara, shut up.
There's only one person who knows the answer, and that person is you, Caroline. I don't have to be narrow-minded and provincial to realize that.
I pleaded not guilty, and I was judged not guilty.
You are still the only person who knows the truth.
I think I know it.
You don't, you know.
Barbara, I'm sorry about this, but I stand by Dad and Caroline.
So do I.
And you, Barbara?
I'm sorry. I can't change my mind.
Doesn't matter.
I'm afraid it does.
Why, Carol?
Because Barbara is typical of the people who live here.
Yes, I am. This place is full of people who are exactly like me. People who are Papa's patients at present.
I'm going away, David.
You're not going to leave me.
Yes, I am. Barbara is right. None of you know. No one in the world knows but me. You're all going to wonder, aren't you? You're going to wonder what really happened. Not only you, but everyone in the place. They're going to ask each other in the shops, in the pubs.
Did she push him down the cellar stairs, or did he fall because he was drunk? Is she a bad woman? Is she just unfortunate? Or a woman who ought to have ended her life on the gallows?
Caroline.
That's the sort of thing they'll say, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to tell you what really happened.
No.
Are you afraid to hear it, David?
I'm not afraid.
I killed Philip. I killed him deliberately, in cold blood. I hated him because I was jealous of the other woman and because I loved him.
Don't say any more.
Last night of his life, Philip was drunk. I encouraged him to get drunk. I made him empty the whiskey bottle and I asked him to go down to the cellar and get another. He went. I followed him to the top of the stairs and I pushed him. I'd planned the whole thing days before. Now, will you let me go, David?
Yes, hello? Mrs. Tilling's baby.
I'll go at once.
He'll come at once. Bye-bye.
But look here, couldn't Dr. Palmer...
No, she's my patient.
But, Dad, at such a moment, isn't it rather important for you to stay here?
It's quite an important moment in Winnie's life, too. I must go when I'm sent for. Take Barbara home.
All right.
I'll see you in the morning. Barbara, I trust you not to say a word to anyone. Nina, take care of Caroline. Don't wait up for me. I don't know when I shall be back.
And so is the back door.
Oh, Nina, I did David a terrible wrong when I married him. The only decent thing I can do now is to leave him.
I wonder why we always hurt the one person we most want to make happy.
I wish I knew.
I've taken your advice. I rang Nick up and I told him I'm not going to see him anymore.
Oh, Nina.
Something you said about the mistress who is kept in the background. I couldn't get it out of my head. I suddenly saw the whole thing as it is. Furtive and cheap.
And not a bit like you.
Winnie's baby is taking a long time to come into the world. I wonder when Daddy will be back.
He'll be so tired.
Yes. Oh, don't. Don't cry, Caroline. Don't. No, you don't want to go away, do you? You want to be happy like all of us.
I have no right to be happy. To love or to be loved.
I wonder. You're a strange creature, Caroline. I don't think we know the truth about you yet. There's Daddy.
Oh, no. No, I can't. I'm going upstairs.
Sorry I locked you out.
That's all right. Well, I could do with a nightcap.
You go and sit down. I got some food for you.
Oh, it's very sweet of you, but I'm not hungry.
Oh, nonsense. It'll do you good to eat.
Are you afraid of someone breaking in?
No. Or someone breaking out.
Did she try to go away?
She did. And I thought she might, so I locked her in. She wanted to go for your sake, not for hers.
And how do you feel about Caroline now?
Well, she bewilders me, but I'm sure of one thing. She was doing what she thought best for you when she tried to bolt. She didn't want to go.
I want to see her.
Oh, let her pull herself together first. She fairly dashed upstairs when you tried to break the door down just now.
We've got to have it out. The sooner the better.
Have you made up your mind what you want to do?
I think so.
You don't know what to believe, do you?
Don't ask me that.
Oh, if it's any consolation, I don't know either. She was a mystery when she arrived. Then everything became clear this afternoon and we were friends. Now she's a mystery again. I don't know. In spite of everything, I like her. I'll go upstairs and fetch her.
Nina.
Yeah?
Thank you, darling. Carol. I'm glad you're here. Put down your suitcase.
I must go, David.
Must you?
You can't want me to stay.
Why not?
David, after what I told you...
I didn't believe a word you said.
I didn't know there was such faith, such love in all the world. David, I want to tell you the truth. I think I must now.
Are you sure you want to tell me?
Yes. The night he died, Philip was drunk, as usual. That's true, David, he really was. But I hadn't encouraged him. I hated his drunkenness too much for that.
Go on.
He told me he'd invited his mistress for the weekend. He said he couldn't make up his mind whether to put her in the spare room or me. Then he said he was going down to the cellar to bring up another bottle.
Yes.
The steps were steep and rather worn. He'd nearly fallen down them once before, only that time I was with him and I pulled him back.
And this time?
I let him go alone. He slammed the door shut, and I stayed on in the sitting room. I must have sat there for some time thinking of my desperately unhappy life. When I realized that Philip hadn't returned, I went down to see. He was lying in a heap. His head was twisted sideways. I tried to telephone the doctor, but I was so scared I couldn't make myself lift the receiver. So I went out and walked about for hours. Well, that was my undoing, because when I finally got to the doctor, I told him Philip had just fallen. Well, when he saw the body, he knew it wasn't true.
But, Carol, you...
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say I didn't actually kill Philip, aren't you? But we both know that isn't true. I let him do something that would result in his death. I have to face the fact that there was murder in my heart and in my mind, and that I'm as guilty as if I'd pushed him down those steps.
Listen to me, darling. You and I are going to have an unpleasant time, but it won't last forever. People will certainly whisper behind our backs and say hard things to our faces, but in time, they'll forget. We shall live it down. I'm not afraid.
David, you don't think I'm bad because...
The only bad thing you could do would be to leave me. You're not going to do that, are you?
Darling, will you take my suitcase upstairs?
In tonight's Lux Radio Theatre presentation of If This Be Error by Rachel Grieve, you heard Barbara Kinghorn as Caroline Moore and Glyn Day as Dr. David Moore. Others in the cast were Jill Fenson as Nina Moore, Lynette Brown as Barbara Moore, Mervyn Goodman as Charles Moore, Roger Service as Nick Grant, and Ruth Dawson as Mrs. Mack. If This Be Error was produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Anne Freed and directed by Delphine Lethbridge.
Listen again next week for another play from the archives of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa in Radio Theatre.